Hello, Puari here. It is the 12th of January. It's a Thursday. It's just coming up to 11:15 in the morning, and this is my audio boo. I have listened to Acrobat's boo about our interesting day yesterday, and clearly having then listened to SM2N's boo, the full drama of the situation clearly hasn't come across well. I will start by setting the scene. I had had a fairly bad day anyway. I did 2 hours worth of travelling for training, was out in the cold for a lot of it, and had a splitting headache, and there's a bit of uncertainty with hours, which is causing quite a bit of stress. So I came home in not a particularly good mood anyway. Very, very much behind on just about everything housewise. So before going to pick up the kids from my lovely friend who, very, very, very short notice, picked them up from school and fed them yesterday, just before I was going to do that, I thought I'll quickly chuck in a load of washing. Chucked in a load of washing, turned it on. There was a god-awful noise, really, really loud noise, but not where the washing machine was. I thought, what the hell is that? And then I heard the sound of gushing water. And you know when you just sort of freeze for a couple of seconds and think, what the hell? And you don't really know whether to go towards the water or away from the water or what. Anyway, I went to investigate and I wasn't totally surprised to find that it was the shower. As Acrobat has already mentioned, this has happened in our previous house. Lots of our neighbours have also had similar problems with their showers. I know of at least 3 other people in our immediate environment had exactly the same thing. And in fact, one of our nearby neighbours is on their 3rd shower now. So yes, this is a problem with either the way the builders have built the pipes and the pressure that goes through, or this particular brand of showers, which are very plasticky. And no, Simon, it wasn't the shower head. I'd just like to correct that. A shower head would actually be fairly manageable. For one thing, you could then put the shower head in a bucket and contain the water, and possibly the amount of water that could flow through that tube at any one time is fairly limited. No, this was pouring from the wall. This is actually a bit of plastic inside the shower unit that had actually blown. It was the volume of water just had to be seen to be believed. Within the moments of me being downstairs, hearing the noise and getting myself together to go up and go and work out where the noise is coming from, it had filled the shower tray and was not draining away by the point I got up there. So my first task was to get the bucket and quickly chuck it under. But of course, then it was floating away and you couldn't position it directly under the flow of water. So I had to sort of prop it up with various different bits of things I managed to grab to sort of stop it flowing away from under that. That bucket pretty much filled up within 5 minutes. So in bursts of 5 minutes, me bailing out the shower, I was having to go and hunt for the stopcock, which I didn't actually know where it was in this house. In our old house, it was under the sink in the downstairs toilets. That's where I first checked. And of course, we've got loads of stuff under the sinks. So had to pull all that stuff out. It wasn't there. Next job, utility room, did the same. It wasn't there. Finally found it under the sink in the kitchen. Tried to turn it. It wasn't budging. It obviously completely seized up, this tap. And in between this, I'm running upstairs, emptying bucket, coming back down. Went to the garage, got a pair of pliers, and tried to turn it. I turned it round, so the stopcock was going round. It must have gone round at least 3 times. And still there was no change in water pressure. But at that point, I was thinking, am I turning it the wrong way round? Is it the wrong tap? Is it the wrong stopcock? Is what the hell's going on? But finally, through brute force and sheer bloody mindedness, I turned it another sort of half turn and that shut it off. At which point I collapsed and then realised there wasn't even any water in the kettle for a cup of tea or anything. So yes, not a very good day yesterday. And so yes, earned a bit of money and now it's going to be about £400 to replace the shower. Great.